Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1210B. The Bs are always wonderful guests, and we have one lined up for you today, the Chief Innovation Officer of the High Conflict Institute based in San Diego. Couldn't be much of a better site to have a institute, but it's highconflictinstitute.com, and we'll come back to that. The book we're going to review that Bill Eddy wrote, brilliant book, is Our New World of Adult Bullies, How to Spot Them, How to Stop Them. And I'm going to ask you how you got the fish on the cover and what that represents. But first, I've got to tell you, we are brought to you by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of both TrueBiotics and Bovine Colostrum. And there's special preparation that's gotten a lot of blog data for people taking the GLP-1s, Ozempic, Wegovy, Zepbound, and Mounjaro. When they step up doses, people often get nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and constipation. The Dye Rescue made by, that's D-I-A-R-E-S-Q, made by LifesFirstNaturals.com, is shown in the blogosphere, not randomized controlled trials as they have with TrueBiotics or Bovine Colostrum, but in the blogosphere to help a great deal. And of course, the other sponsor, LongevityPlaybook.com, go to their website, LongevityPlaybook.com, to get sign up for the free newsletter that comes out once a week with a great cartoon. But let's get back to our adult bullies. Is this a natural reaction of a bully to reach out against someone else? Or is the process, I know you go through ways of both spotting a bully and how to stop it. Do we normally reach out and try and get some form of even with the world?
I would say child bullies do that routinely. They pick on somebody else, they get picked on, and they kick the dog. I would say that adult bullies, that's really not characteristic. What we see is adult bullies, it seems to be more of their personality, and personalities developed from early childhood on. So if someone experiences bully, like let's say someone's in the army or in a fraternity and they get bullied, they're not going to go so far outside of their personality in trying to take it out on somebody else.
Now, the book you have written, and it's a wonderful read, Our New World of Adult Bullies, and you can find out more about it, of course, at HIGH conflictinstitute.com, or it's available at any of the places, including Barnes & Noble and Amazon and hopefully your local bookstore. But one of the things you talk about is the hidden powers, or what you would call primitive emotional power, of the bully. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You know, I've worked for 40 years with conflict situations and seen bullies over all this time. And they seem to have a power over us that we don't understand. And what I believe is that it's primitive emotional powers, that earlier in our life development, earlier in human evolution, we have certain primitive emotions that can get triggered. One of them is fear. And if you get triggered into fear, it really takes over your thinking. I have to survive. How do I get out of this? Whatever. Another is rage. If something's happening to me and it's threatening, I've got to fight back with everything I've got. And a third is what I call love, loyalty. And bullies like to trigger all three of these, and they pretend that they love you. They may say that they love you, and they want you to love them back. But what they really want is your loyalty, that you'll tolerate. Say, in a domestic violence situation, they'll activate fear, rage at yourself, and then love, loyalty for them so that you'll tolerate whatever they do to you. Say, yeah, but I love you, you know, and they go, oh my goodness. Family members say, why don't you leave this guy? Well, I love him. So these three, this combination of three, seems to operate under the radar. And we have all these emotions, but we don't know where they came from. And I believe this is what bullies activate in us. And we turn it against ourselves, or we turn it against other people that they point us towards. But we don't really even understand what's been activated in us. And that's part of why I wrote the book.
Now, what that causes, it seems to me, is, and from a longevity standpoint, from a health standpoint, is it's got to cause a severe stress reaction.
Yes.
And both an acute and a chronic stress reaction. Does the person bullied actually live or develop disease at an earlier age?
Well, they develop illnesses. So they may have stomach aches, may have headaches, a sense of dread of going to work. I think it depends a lot on how long they're bullied. So someone's bullied for months or years, they may develop more of a life-shortening condition. But in many cases, we see bullies getting out of the situation eventually, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's workplace bullying, neighbor bullying, that people do find a way to get out of that. And so it doesn't necessarily cause long-term physical illness. But in the short term, yeah, people can't sleep. There's a lot of short-term effects.
Now, you say we should spot the bully and stop the process. And that's really, for our listeners, that's really an important part of the book. I think the therapeutic, what I took as the therapeutic part of the book, is spotting the person who is bullying you and stopping the process rather than just escaping it.
Right. That's the ideal. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about how you spot it.
Well, I list 10 hidden powers that bullies seem to use so that people will notice them. The first one is an unrestrained personality. When you realize this person isn't going to stop themselves, I want people to understand it usually means they can't stop themselves, that this is a personality-based behavior, and they're going to go way beyond the boundaries of what people are used to. And so you're going to have to do something. You just can't wish and hope the person will stop, but often that's what we do. Instead, either be assertive to stop the bullying and speak up and say something like, that's enough, or cut it out, or I don't agree with you. Or if it's not safe, get out of the situation. Don't worry about what to say. Worry about getting out of the situation. And if you're really not sure or you're immobilized, as soon as you get a chance, talk to somebody else so that you don't internalize it, so that you think about, what are my strategies here? What can I do? Because when you talk to somebody else, it means you're not ashamed of yourself. But bullies want you to feel ashamed of yourself. They often say you should be ashamed of yourself. And so you have to try to fight that by giving yourself some words of encouragement, standing up to the bully verbally, even briefly, getting help, or just getting out of the situation. But it's not going to stop on its own. So that's like the first and one of the most important secret powers of bullies, is they're just going to keep going. And people become more and more intimidated. Now, another one of the powers that I think is the easiest to spot is that they cross the line and make it personal. So they start talking about you as a person. Let's say you're in the workplace and you have to make a decision about a project you're working on. And you think you're discussing the project. The bully's discussing how they can dominate you. And they start saying, you know, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're doing. You're really not a contributor to this work group. Where did you go to school? How did you get this job? I can't believe. And you get people saying things like that to you. And it's about your appearance, your clothes, your sanity, you're crazy, you're nuts, your intelligence, you're stupid, you're an idiot, your morals, all of this, but it's personal qualities. And when they pick on your personal qualities, that's bullying. That's one of the earliest warning signs.
And the response to that, when they start, when someone has said, how the hell did you get this job or why'd you deserve this job? I always talk about past history, but two, I said, let's compare. So you've spotted the bully who is doing this, trying to get personal, saying you're not contributing or what school did you go to? What's the response? And by the way, the book is wonderful in describing the escapes, or if you will, the ability to stop the bullying. What would you do in that case? What's the normal response when they say you don't deserve to be here? And then what should the response be?
Well, I think one of the best responses is something that's real quick and easy that just deflects it and says, you know, cut it out, Joe, that's enough, or that's unnecessary, or something that just cuts that short without getting into an argument. You just say, that's enough. If it seems like the person is really persistent about this, is then you say, that's enough. And if you keep talking that way to me, I'm going to have to end this conversation. So that's where I talk in the book about setting limits and imposing consequences. So if you set the limit and just say, that's enough, cut it out, and that doesn't work, then you say, if you keep talking to me this way, I'm going to have to end this conversation. So that's, I think, one of those is going to work. That's the ideal. Now, what if it's your boss and you don't want to tell your boss, I'm going to end this conversation? Then you have to be more strategic with your language. But keep in mind the same thing. You may feel like you can say to your boss, I am pretty qualified, so you'll see over time, and just answer that, but not accept it, not accept the criticism is, I guess, what I'm saying, because then that eats away at yourself.
So that process, eating away at yourself, is what I call that chronic stress development that's got to cause a problem. Now, let me go back to the question I posed to start it. The cover of the book is a very interesting cover. It's got one big fish and a whole bunch of small fishes following. Is the big fish the bully, or are all the little fish the bullies? And why did you choose that cover?
Well, I've seen over the years a couple cartoons about a fish that's chasing a little fish, and then a lot more fish chase the big fish. And I thought, I want to use that on the cover. And I think it came out really well. I appreciate the artist. I'm not the artist, so I don't get credit. But I wanted that concept. So you see the little fish in front of the bully is about to get eaten. But the bully gets distracted by all the other little fish. And so the bully feels like there's a bigger bully coming after it. And so it's at least momentarily stopped. And you see the little fish get away. And that's kind of the theme of the book, is often we need help. We need other people to set limits on the bully and impose consequences. And the theme is you're not alone. So a lot of other little fish around getting bullied also. So as a society, as a culture, we need to learn to help each other out and set limits and impose consequences on bullies, because they do seem to be becoming more present.
Let me go and ask a little bit about this in a peculiar way. Is it that the bully will bully others? The bully doesn't just bully one person, you, but bullies a lot of people, and you can help them as well as yourself by forming, if you will, a support group.
Yeah. In many ways, first of all, remember it's a pattern of behavior. So what they're doing to you, they've done to other people for years and probably doing to other people right now. So you're not alone, and that's so important to know. But you may ask around and say, hey, did anybody run into any problems with Sam? You know, is there anybody else experience anything? And some will say, I don't know what you're talking about. Say, okay, fine. And someone else will say, Sam, oh my goodness, is he bothering you too? And then you start finding you have some allies. So that's the kind of thing. And I think bullies are so good at isolating people, and people truly feel isolated. And I wanted to blow the cover off of that with this book and say, hey, this is happening all over the place. You're not alone. Talk to somebody. And everybody, we got to set limits on this. It goes on a lot in private, but we've got to stop it.
What percent of people do you think get bullied, and what percent are bullies?
Well, my thinking goes, because I'm a licensed clinical social worker.
You're also a lawyer, so we ought to give you full credit on all your titles. You are the chief innovation officer of High Conflict Institute, High Conflict, H-I-G-H, conflictinstitute.com is how you can find out more about Bill Eddy. And of course, the book is available at Barnes & Noble or Amazon, Our New World of Adult Bullies, How to Spot Them, How to Stop Them. But go ahead. I did want the answer to the question.
Well, I don't have statistics, but they're related to personality disorders, I believe. And I've worked with personality disorders since 1980 when I was first trained in them working at a clinic. And there's four personality disorders called Cluster B, which includes narcissistic, antisocial, borderline, and histrionic, which have some overlap with bullying behavior, because these Cluster B personalities have been found to be domineering, vindictive, and intrusive. And I believe that describes a lot of bullying behavior. So not everyone with those diagnoses is a bully, and I don't think every bully has one of those diagnoses. But there's enough overlap that the research saying about 4.5% of adults have a Cluster B personality disorder makes me think probably similar number are bullies. Let's say 5% of people are bullies, but it could be even higher. So I often say, and I say in the book, 5 to 10% of people seem to potentially have these patterns of behavior.
And how many people does the typical bully? They don't just pick on one person.
Right. Well, it's hard to say. I would say just a safe number is probably 10 at least, because you figure over the years, they're bullying people in different settings. And I believe adult bullies were bullies as children. It's just 90% of child bullies outgrow it. But the adult bullies were already started earlier. So I would say, just from cases I've had, that they probably bully at least 10 other people, which often includes a family member or two, somebody at work or two, somebody in the community or two. I think it adds up pretty quickly. I would say that's a low estimate, but I wouldn't be surprised if each bully.
Well, that means that at least half of us are bullied.
Oh, there's research in the workplace that says, I'm trying to remember the number, says 43% of employees say they've been bullied online. 43%, so that's close to half. And I think it's 39% have been bullied in the workplace in person. So we do have statistics on that. I forgot.
And the great news is you can find out, one, how to spot it and how to stop it. This is a wonderful book. Our New World of Adult Bullies, How to Spot Them, How to Stop Them by Bill Eddy. You can find out more information, of course, at the HIGH conflictinstitute.com, based in San Diego. And as you can see, that Bill Eddy trains lawyers, judges, mediators, and therapists on this. He himself is both a therapist, lawyer, mediator, and personality expert. Bill, thank you very much for being on the show. We, of course, are brought to you by LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of both Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, but especially they make this dye rescue used in kids to stop diarrhea. Often people take it with them on overseas travel, but what's been found in the blogosphere is that the people who are stepping up doses of the GLP-1, and people often get symptoms when they step it up, that this helps ameliorate or eliminate the symptoms when you increase the doses of your GLP-1, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound. Thanks very much for tuning in and downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. Do feel to rate us weekly. The other sponsor is LongevityPlaybook.com. That's LifeFirstNaturals.com, where you can find out about Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as Dye Rescue. And LongevityPlaybook.com. Go and sign up for the free newsletter there. We've been graced by Bill Eddy, the author of Our New World of Adult Bullies, How to Spot Them, How to Stop Them. Go to any bookstore. It's everywhere. It's a great book. And as well, you can go to the HighConflictInstitute.com to find out more. I want to thank, as well as our hosts at Radio MD, especially you, our listeners. You're the reason we do this. Bill, thank you very much. It's a wonderful book.
Thank you so much, Mike.
We'll be back next week. This was 1210B. The B's are always the latest guests of the week. The A's, medical news of the week and what it means to you. And this was a very good week. You'll want to get that 1210A. Thanks again.